Digital Pakistan Policy 2018, though a well-intentioned initiative by the federal government, lacked a clear roadmap. It failed to articulate concrete policy objectives, outline legislative and infrastructural strategies, and identify key socioeconomic sectors for digitalization. More critically, it neglected to foster a competitive digital economy, an essential driver of sustainable progress. In an attempt to fill these gaps, the Digital Nation Pakistan Act 2025 was enacted with the ambitious goal of transforming Pakistan into a digital nation through digital society, economy, and governance. The law was hailed for providing a structured framework to accelerate economic development, enhance public services, and improve citizen well-being. However, while the Act's preamble makes lofty promises, the provisions envision the establishment of three overlapping bodies: the National Digital Commission, responsible for approving and overseeing the National Digital Master Plan; the Pakistan Digital Authority, tasked with developing and implementing the master plan; and an oversight committee, mandated to independently review the authority's performance. These bodies are heavily bureaucratic and government-controlled, raising concerns about their effectiveness and autonomy. Despite the presence of such legal frameworks, Pakistan has barely achieved 5% e-governance. True e-governance eliminates bureaucratic red tape, minimizes citizen visits to government offices, and improves efficiency through digital records. Yet, the reality remains starkly different. The level of digital governance can be measured by the number of affidavits, attestations, and excessive documentation still required for basic government services. The failure to digitize judicial processes alone is a glaring issue. With over 2.6 million pending cases, Pakistan's courts require centuries to clear their backlog at the current pace. Similarly, land record digitization remains a distant dream, allowing for rampant fraud and multiple ownership claims on single properties. In contrast, Estonia's e-governance model allows citizens to access government services online, reducing bureaucratic inefficiencies. India's Aadhaar system has streamlined identification and access to public services. The UAE has adopted digital governance models that minimize red tape and corruption. Pakistan's failure extends beyond governance. It is a nation deprived of accurate, real-time data. From child abuse statistics to the number of government vehicles, coal mines, and industrial accidents, Pakistan relies on global organizations and foreign-funded NGOs for its own information. The absence of digital records has enabled corruption on an enormous scale. A 2024 audit of KMC exposed nearly 950 ghost employees and 200 more drawing double salaries using the same KNIC. Without robust digital tracking, such financial hemorrhaging continues unchecked.